I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. If you're looking for it, it's not news. It's news when it finds you.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned into the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has not yet been achieved. On top of all this, you get a bonus, the personal initiative, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on tuning into the greatest show on earth. Today's topic is how to pay less attention to what other people are doing. I mean, how much time do we spend a day, and especially nowadays, since we have social media, looking at what other people are doing, what somebody else said, who's in a conflict with who was hanging out with who, what this person did, what this person was wearing, what this girl has said in this person's comments? How much time do we spend paying attention to what other people are doing? And outside of social media, what about just regular media, television, podcasts, TV, magazines, newspapers? How much time, if you really think about it, how much time in a day do you spend looking at, listening to, thinking about, commentating on what other people are doing? Now that you're thinking of the answer to that question, you can pause this and think of the answer to that question and then come back. All right, great, you're back. Now, we all want more time for ourselves, right? If you ask any person, stop 10 people in the street and ask them, hey, would it be good if you were to have more time for yourself in life? I think every single person would say, absolutely, yes, I would love to have more time for myself. Well, this right here, what I'm about to talk about today, is your best productivity hack. If you want to call this a hack, it's actually more of a strategy. Your best productivity strategy is to pay less attention to what other people are doing. But I'm going to tell you why and how you're going to pay less attention to what other people are doing, because it may be a little bit of a pull, right? It's entertaining to look at what other people are doing, because sometimes somebody else said was funny. Sometimes the music that they put out was cool. Sometimes the new TV show episode is a very entertaining episode, something that you really want to watch. So how do you actually reconcile doing this, paying less attention to what other people are doing? Because, I mean, you've probably thought about this before. If you listen to this podcast regularly, you've heard me say it before. So how do you actually put it into action and make it a real thing that you're doing on a consistent basis? I don't mean just go one day and not pick up your phone or not open up Instagram. I mean, how do you make this more of a daily thing? Not that you don't look at all, but that you look a whole lot less. And all that time that you're not looking at anyone else, now you can apply that time to yourself. This is how you do it. Point number one, come to grips with understanding that you do not need to know, quote unquote, need to know as much, quote unquote, news as you actually consume currently. The stuff that you consume as news these days, a lot of it's not news. You don't actually need to know it, because if it was news, you would need to know. News to me is something that I need to know. Okay, so if the president tweets something disrespectful about another politician, I don't really need to know that. I mean, it'd be cool if I knew it, if it happened to be funny, if it's something that I'm going to get out of it, maybe. But I don't need to know that. I mean, it's not going to affect my life at all. This is something that I say about news, is that real news, the stuff that's actual news, ladies and gentlemen, it will find you. Real news will find you. You don't have to go looking for news. If you're looking for it, it's not news. Let me say that once more. If you're looking for it, it's not news. It's news when it finds you. Where it doesn't even matter if you don't have a phone, you will find out what's going on. There are certain events that have happened in our lives and in your life personally that when it happened, it didn't matter how off the grid you were trying to be. That news found you because that's real news. That information, that occurrence found you. You don't need to know most of the stuff that we're looking at as news. Most of the stuff you look at social media on a daily basis, you don't really need to know it. I mean, if I look at my Twitter feed for an entire day, how many pieces of information there did I really need? Like, I'm glad that I got that because I would kind of be lost if I didn't have that piece of information. I say maybe 3 or 4 pieces of information out of how many tweets that get posted every single day. I mean, I don't even know what the average number of tweets is per person that posts, but it's a lot, right? We talking maybe 1,000 tweets, maybe 3 or 4 pieces of real news that I actually needed to know. Like, damn, I'm glad I got that. I'm glad I read that article. I'm glad I heard about this thing that just happened, this Supreme Court decision that came down. All the rest of it is not actual news, and we definitely don't need to know it. See, what you need to do is not even watch the news at all, because real news, as I said, is going to find you anywhere that you go. When it's news, it's news. You don't have to look for it. It's there. It exists. Point number two. Today's topic is how to pay less attention to what other people are doing. If you were to just cut by 50% the number of opinions and stories and feeds that you peruse every single day and looked at every day and followed every day, how would you be negatively impacted? How would that negatively impact your life? That's a challenge. I want you to come up with an answer to that question. I'm going to ask the question again. If you were to take the amount of quote unquote news that you read, opinions that you listen to and ponder on, stories that you follow, feeds that you scroll through, all the stuff that you look at that is based on what other people are thinking, doing, and saying, if you were to cut that number in half by 50%, and there are a bunch of different ways you could do this. I mean, you could unfollow people online. You could stop reading half the stuff that you're reading, stop scrolling through your feed and just see whatever's at the top and then move on. If you were to cut it by 50%, all right, your consumption of other people's actions and doings and sayings and thoughts, how would that negatively impact your life? How would that make your life worse? Tell me, how would you be worse because of that situation? I'm pausing because I'm giving you time to think about what exactly that would do to make you worse, if anything at all. My assumption is, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, my assumption is it wouldn't affect you at all. It wouldn't do anything to hurt you. It would not do anything to slow you down. It would not get in your way in any way, shape, or form if you were to take in just half as much as what you're taking in right now. But if I'm wrong, you can tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me why you need to see what somebody else is posting on their feed or hear what somebody else's opinion is or really read this stuff that, again, we call quote unquote news is not actual news. It's not going to affect you in any way negatively if you were to chop in half. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want, I know it is, you need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three. So I want you to just marinate on point number two as we move on to point number three. You must value yourself more. Today's topic, again, is how to pay less attention to what other people are doing. This is another part of the strategy. You got to value yourself more. Because the more you value you, the less you will feel a need or even a curiosity to hear what everyone else is saying. And it's not that you cut yourself off from life. It's not that you don't listen to what other people say. It's not that you don't value another person's opinion or look for different angles and different points of view on the things that people are talking about or whatever happens to be going on in your world. It just means you're putting your word out there for them to hear you instead of the other way around. What if you just did that a little bit more? What if you just took what you thought, what you were feeling, what you were going through, and made that the thing to pay attention to more than what they were thinking, what they were feeling, what they were going through was the news? Oh, you might say, well, this person is more famous than me. This person has more followers than me, or this person's more successful than me, or this person's older than me, or this person's younger than me, or this person's doing something really interesting, and I'm not doing something that's that interesting, so maybe people wouldn't really care. Well, you know what? You're right. But when you change your perspective, then you're going to put your word out there for them to hear you instead of them putting out their word for you to listen to them. And listen, people still listen to them. If you weren't listening, they're still going to have an audience. They're still going to have some fans. They're still going to say what they got to say. And it doesn't mean you can't listen to them at all. It means you just put a little bit of energy, that attention and focus that you're putting towards another person, and put it towards yourself. I mean, wouldn't that give you a positive return? You tell me. I don't know. Maybe I've just got this whole thing backwards. If you took a little bit of the attention, energy, focus that you were putting towards someone else who's not telling you anything that you actually need, but something that maybe you want, you've grown accustomed to wanting, you took half of that or any percentage of it, 25%, 2%, and took that same percentage and put it towards you, would that help your life in any way, shape, or form? That's the question that I got for you. That's a question that I want you to ponder and answer for yourself as I tell you the rest of this point number three here. Again, today we're talking about how to pay less attention to what other people are doing. If you value yourself more, how much more would you share your opinion? How much more would you think about, hey, what can I do to produce today? What can I do to create today? What can I do today that's going to bring some value to the world as opposed to what did this person do? What is this person going to say? I wonder what this person thinks. What if you just value yourself a little bit more than you valued anybody else? Doesn't mean you devalue or you don't value at all another person or another person's opinion or point of view or perspective or care about other people. You can still do all those things. I'm just asking you here rhetorically, what if you put a little bit more emphasis on you and a little bit less on them? Because, I mean, there's only so much attention that we have, right? You got to ration it out and you got to equal up to 100. You can't give more than 100%. What if you took some of that and just put it towards you? What would happen? How would your life change? How would things be different? Let's recap today's topic, how to pay less attention to what other people are doing. Number one, you do not need to know as much stuff that we call news as you actually consume. You don't actually need to watch the news at all because anything that's actual real news is going to come find you wherever you are. Point number two, if you were to cut in half the number of opinions and stories and feeds that you read and looked at and watched and talked about and shared your opinion on, if you were to cut that in half, how would your life be negatively impacted? You would find out very quickly that it wouldn't. You will find out probably in the first 24 to 48 hours, like, wow, I never knew I had this much time, focus, attention, energy to dedicate to myself. I'm glad I heard what Dre said and I took that advice and cut it in half. The amount that I was watching other people and paid more attention to me, which takes us into point number three, which is valuing yourself more. The more you value you, the more you value yourself, the less you will feel a need or even a curiosity to listen to what everyone else is saying. And it's not that you're cutting yourself off from life. It's just that you're putting your word, your opinion, your perspective in front of the words, opinion, and perspectives of other people. Valuing yourself more. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.